Last time we talked a lot about the Machlokes Tosfos and Ramban as to why a Gazlan can't be Kone B'Yush according to the Manda Amar that Yush Kedi lo Kone. Right, we know there's a Machlokes in the Gemara in Bava Kama whether Yush Kedi Kone or Yush Kedi is lo Kone. Can a Gazlan only be Kone with Yush and Shini Rishus, or can he even be Kone B'Yush? So that's the topic of the Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Samach Vav. Do we say that since by Gzela it's Bisura Saliyode that the Yush occurs after the Gazlan picked up the object? Obviously, that's always true by Geza. That first there's the Maisa Gzela, and then there's Yush. You can't have Yush before the Maisa Gzela. So do we say the fact that it's Bisuras Liode, the Gazlan can't be Kona B'Yush? Or do we say, no, even though it's Bisuras Liode, the Gazlan can't be Kona B'Yush? What does it mean, Bisuras Liode? What's the problem that if Bisuras Liode, the Gazlan can't be Kona B'Yush? So that's the Machlokas Tosis in the Ramban. Tosis says, Shekhan Eschai Ba'ashova. And the Ramban says that because the Gazlan was the one who was goring the Yush, therefore the Yush is not going to be Kona for him. That's the Machlokas. And we're going to need these 2 days as we continue. For the next day or so, we're still going to refer back to the Tosis and the Ramban in the next few Shiur. So after Shiur, Yosef Naor asked me a kasha, which a few of the Talmidim have asked me even before. Over the past couple of days, thank you very much. The Talmidim have asked me a kasha about Tosfos. And we've explained Tosfos and Bava Kama a certain way, but I thought of the kasha again yesterday after Yosef asked it, and it was troubling me. It was troubling me a little bit more. And then in thinking about the sugya even more, I thought of another kasha. So I felt like I have to work on this kasha. Even though we have a basic understanding of Tosfos, I thought that it has to be something a little bit different. So I met Rabbi Sobolovsky after Mincha yesterday, and I was talking to him about the Tosfos, and he had a beautiful insight into this Tosfos, which I want to share with you, which really makes the Tosfos very, very smooth. It reads much more smoothly. What's the kasha? Okay, just push it. Let's take it very simply. What's the kasha? Again, according to Tosfos, if Bisuras Liode, Shechava the Gazlan is not going to be able to become it. What does that mean, the Gazlan can't be Kone? Can't be Kone what? So the way that we explain it means that of course the Gazlan is Kone the object, it's just he has to return dumb. Right? That's how we explain Tosfos. The Gazlan gets the object, but he has to return dumb. Now where did I get that from? Simple pshat in Bisuras Liode. If you say Yush is not Kone, I would say that means he's not Kone anything. Not only does he have to pay money, but he even has to give back the object. What blinded us was Tosfos' comment itself, right? Tosfos makes a comment. What does Tosfos say? The Gemara was comparing Aveda to Gzela. Tosfos says, how can you say that Yush always works Lagabe Aveda? There's a case of the Yisura Saliyode Lagabe Aveda too. That if the Yush occurs before the Motze picks up the Aveda, then he can be Kone. But if the Yush occurs afterwards, he can't be Kone. It's Bisuras Liode. Right, so why do you think Aveda is so great? You're always going to be Kone B'Yush. It's not true. If Bisuras Liode, you shouldn't be able to be Kone B'Yush. If it's Beteras Liode, then you're going to be Kone. So says Tosfos, it's a very cryptic statement. He says, no. Even if Bisuras Liode Legabe Aveda, even if the Yush occurred after the Motze picked the Aveda up, the Motze is still going to be able to keep the object. Because the Yush cuts the connection between the Bailam and the object, so the Chayfetz he can keep. When we say that if Bisuras Liyadi, if the Yush occurs after the Motze picked the Aveda up, he can't be Kona, that means he can't be Kona Legamri. He gets the object, but he has to return money. That's what Tosfos says. And Tosfos claims that's going to help us explain this sugya. Ad kan vav. So we said, well, if Tosfos interprets by Aveda that Bisuras Liyadi means that you still have to pay money, Bisuras Liyadi tells me that you can't be Kona B'Yush because you still have to pay money even though you get the object. So Mistama by Gezel, it's the same thing, no? By Gezel, even if you say Bisuras Liyadi is a problem and Yush is not going to be and he's not going to be able to be Kona B'Yush, he gets the object but has to pay money, right? It should be the same thing. Aveda and Gzela Hainu Hach, right? But that's very difficult. Why? Because if that's true, then what comes out is that the Suffolk in the Gemara in Bava Kama really doesn't make sense. What's the Suffolk in the Gemara? Do we say that Yush Kedi Kani, or do we say that Yush Kedi is not Kani on a Daraisa level, right? Leaving out Takonas Hashovim, with Rabbanan, on a Daraisa level, does Yush work or does Yush not work? Do we say Bisuras Liyadi is a problem, or is it not a problem? By guessing. What's the suffix? If Bisuras Liyadi is not a problem, So what happens? Yush is Kohen. The Gazan gets to keep the object. Does he have to pay? Of course the Gazan has to pay. The Gazan can't be hit off scot-free. That's ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense. The Gazan, of course, has to pay. So even if you'll tell me that Yush is Kona, despite the fact that it's Bisurah Priyadeh, the Gazan still is going to have to pay. Maximum, you'll tell me, he's Kona the object, but he has to pay. What are you going to tell me in the second side of the Suffolk? And if you'll tell me, no, he can't be Kona Yush because Bisurah Priyadeh, so then what? What you just Tosfos says, that even if Bisurah Priyadeh is a problem and he can't be Kona Yush, that means that you're Kona the object, you're just not Kona that you have to return money. So basically what comes out is whether Bisurah Priyadeh is a problem or not a problem, the Gazan gets to keep the object, but has to pay money. So Maishno Zemizah. That's Yosef's kash. Jacob Dauer, I think, has this kasha too. Josh Hecht. Josh Hecht also has this kasha. A number of the Talmidim asked me this kasha. What's the difference? The suffix of the Gemara is either Yush is Kona for the Gazan or not Kona for the Gazan. Is Bisurah Priyadeh a problem or is it not a problem? But you're basically telling me that it's the Zel Bazach. In either case, he's going to get to keep the object, but he has to give back the money. So what we suggested is, no. He has to give back the money, but the question is, midin ma? Right? Does he give back the money, midin v'heshiv? Or does he give back the money, midin v'shilam? Right? He has a chiyuv to pay tashlom, but it's not a kiyum of a heshiv. Okay, it's a nice lumda shavar, but practically, what's the difference? He has to give back the money anyway, so what's the difference? But in thinking about it more, I said to myself, it's even worse than that. We're trying to learn sukkah here. What's the Gemara in sukkah talking about? Rav Huna said to the Avankari that you shouldn't cut off hadasim from the karka of the akum. If you're buying hadasim from a goy, make sure that you don't cut the hadasim off. Why? Because if you cut the hadasim off, since tam akum gazlani arison in who. The karka is a karka gzula, the karka ain't an exelis. So when you cut off the hadasim, you're going to be the gazlan. If you're the gazlan, you're not going to be able to be kona b'yish. That's the gemara, right? Right? Rav Huna tells them, don't cut off the hadasim, because if the karka is a karka gzula, if karka ain't an exelis, then only when you cut it off from the karka, it becomes gzula. So you're going to be the gazlanim, and yish doesn't work for a gazlan. You need yish and shini rishus, because he's assuming like the chomer tzad in the Gemara and Bava Kama, that Yush Kedi is not Kani, right? Right? So if you assume that Yush Kedi is not Kani, Bisur Asliyadeh means what? That he's not Kona, the Gazan's not Kona Lagamri, he still has to pay back money, but he gets the object, right? He gets the object, but he has to pay back money. So what's the problem over here? The problem is Lochem, right? Rav Huna tells them, don't cut off the Hadassim, because cut off the Hadassim is a problem. You're not going to be able to the mitzvah, because Yush isn't Kona for the Gazlan. But if you tell me the whole problem Bisur Asliyadeh is that he still has to pay money, but he gets to keep the object, so the object is Lochem. So what's the problem in the Gemara? Right? You can't learn that way. You can't say that if Yush can be as low Kona for a Gazlan, he still gets to keep the object. No. You can't say that. You have to say that if Yush can be as low Kona, that means it's low Kona Bichlal. Kfanis Chayiv Bahashava means if you already had a Chayiv Hashava, the Gazlan can't be Kona B'Yush at all. Not only is he Chayiv the money, he doesn't even get the object. He still has a Chiyuv V'Heishiv V'Sabzeh Shagaz. He has to return the object itself. You have to say like that, because if not, on Gemara makes no sense. Rav Huna is concerned it's not going to be Lochem. Why is it not going to be Lochem? Even if Bisurah Asliyadeh is a problem and Yush is not Kona for the Gazlan, he still gets to keep the object. He gets to keep the object. The object Taka is Lochem. So what's the problem? Gedalia, yeah? You hear? So Lechara, according to Tosis, it has to be that if Yush is not going to be Kona for the Gazan, that means it's not Kona at all. So what's Pshat in the Gemara Bava Kama? What was Tosfos saying? So the answer is this. That's the handout. Okay, let's look at the handout together. Like Tosfos in Bava Kama was saying, I know the din by Aveda. Right? The din of Aveda, that I know. There are two halachas. There's a din of Behetera Asliyadeh, there's a din of Bisur Asliyadeh. The suffix of the Gemara is how to apply the din of Yush by Aveda to Gzeila. What do I mean? So let's see. We know that Yush is Kone by Aveda. What does that mean? So if Behetera Asliyadeh, if the Motzei picks up the object before Yiyush, what's the din? He's Kona Lagamri, of course. It's Kona Lagamri, what does that mean? He's Kona the Chayfetz, and he doesn't have to return Domim. That's a classical case, right? A Motse Aveda picks up the Aveda, but the Bailam were already Misyayish, so then he's Kona Lagamri. There's no Chiyav, there's no Chiyav Hashava, there's no Chiyav Tashlum, and he gets to keep everything because the object doesn't belong to the band. They're Misyayish, so you can be Zocha. If Bisur Asali Adai, if the Yiyush occurs after the Motse picked the Aveda up, so then the halacha is that he can't be Kona. It's not going to be Kona. That's the Gemara in Bava Metzia. We had that, right? Right? Not Lamanas Lach Zira, and then there's a Yiyush. Right? So he's still Mechuyev in something. Still Mechuyev in something. Can't get to keep it completely. What does that mean he can't get to keep it completely? He's not going to be Kona. That's what Tosfos says. That even if Bisur Asli Yadeh, he can't be Kona. That means he can't be Kona Lagami. He's Kona B'miktas. That's the Chiddush of Tosis in Bava Kama. That's what we saw. Right? That if the Motzei Aveda picks the Aveda up and then there's a Yush, he's not going to be able to be Kona. But he gets to keep the object. That's the Chiddush of Tosis that I never would have said. He gets to keep the object. What does it mean that the Motzei can't be Kona? Can't be Kona? It means he's not Kona Lagami. He gets to keep the object, but he has a Chiyuv Tashlomi Dami. That was Tosis's Chiddush. That's what he said. Right? Because he had to explain what does it mean that the Motzei Aveda isn't going to be Kona if Isur Asliyadeh. It can't be that he's not Kona at all. So Tosis says, no, Taka is Kona the object, but he still has a Chiyuv Tashlumin. So now comes Tosis and says, he doesn't say anything, but Tosis was learning the Gemara in Bava Kama Azoy. What's the suffix in Bava Kama? The Gemara in Bava Kama is not talking about Aveda, it's talking about Gzela. The Gemara is saying, can Yush be Kona for a Gazla? Do we say that Bisur Asliyadeh is not an issue? Yush Kadi is Kani, even though Bisur Asliyadeh? Or do we say no, Bisur Asliyadeh is an issue, and Yush is not going to be Kani? What was that suffix? Let's see together. So the suffix of Tosis was this. Skip to the second half now. What's the suffix by Gzela? These two possibilities. That either Yush is Kani despite the fact that Bisur Asliyadeh. What does that mean that Yush is Kani despite the fact that Bisur Asliyadeh? So Tosis was understanding what that means is the Gemara is saying Gzela is like Aveda. Gzela is like Aveda. Yush can be Kona despite the fact that it's Bisur Asliyadeh. But it's not better than Aveda. If by Aveda we say that by Bisur Asliyadeh there still is a Chiyuv Tashlumin, so then the Gazlan also is going to have a Chiyuv Tashlumin. So even if you'll tell me that he's Kona B'yush, despite the fact that it's Bisur Asliyadeh, all that means is that he's Kona the Chayfetz, but there still is a Chiyuv Tashlumin. Right? In this side of the Gemara, we're saying Gzela is like Aveda. It's the same halacha. Bisur Asliyadeh by Aveda, the Chiddush of Tosis is that the Motzei gets to keep the Aveda, but he has to pay money. And by Gzela as well, you'll say that despite the fact that it's Bisur Asliyadeh, the Gazlan is Kona, but it can't be Kona Lagamri. It's not going to be better than Aveda. He still has a Chayiv Tashlumin. Right? He has a Chayiv Tashlumin, but the Chiddush is that Yush is Kona, he can get to keep the object. Odilma says the Gemara, no. Gazlan is worse. By Gazlan, since Bisur Asliyadeh, he's not going to be able to be Kona Bichlal. The second side in the Gemara is that since Bisur Asliyadeh, Yush is not going to be Kona for the Gazlan. That means it's not Kona at all. Not like Aveda. Right? The suffix in the Gemara is Gzela like Aveda, that despite the fact that it's Bisur Asliyadeh, Yush is going to be Kona for him. And what does that mean it's going to be Kona? It's Kona B'miktas. It's not going to be Kona Lagami. He still is Chaya B'Tashlumin, but he's Kona the object. But do I say no? That Bisur Asliyadeh is the kicker. That's the killer. If Bisur Asliyadeh, then Yush can't be Kona for the Gazlan. But by Gzela, it's worse than Aveda. By Aveda, even when it's Bisur Asliyadeh, he gets to keep the object. But by Gezel, he doesn't even get to keep the object. That's what Beheshevus HaGzela Asher Gazel tells me. That if Yush Kedi is not going to be Kona by Gezel, then he's not Kona at all. Not even the object. Not even the object. So that would explain everything. Because the difference between the first side of the Gemara and the second side of the Gemara is that if you hold that Yush Kedi is Kona for the Gazlan, it's not Kona Lagamri, but it's kone b'miktzas, he gets to keep the object. But if Yush Kali is not kone, it's not kone at all. Farneschaya b'ashava, the Gazlan doesn't get to keep the object either. And that's why Rav Huna was so concerned. Tells the Avankari, you can't cut off the object from the ground, because if you do cut off the object from the ground, Yush is not going to be kone for you, and Yush is not going to be kone for you at all! If your whole Bisuros and the other prevents the Yush from working by Gazlan, it's not going to work at all! So it's not going to be Lachem! The Chayfetz is not going to be yours. You're mechuyev to give back the chayfetz still. So it's not going to be lachem. That's why it's not going to work. I think this is a smooth pshat in Tosfos. Okay? Aveda and Gzela are similar, but they're similar only in the first side of the Gemara, not in the second side of the Gemara. That's what Tosfos was saying. Yes?
But we also, the Rosh Hashanah took Tosfos to then took Tosos to try to answer for Rashi why when the Jew takes from the guy though, then it won't be. But if you hold on the second side here, then it the Yesh is in Kona. How is he for Rashi?
Rashi, you mean Gezalakum?
Yeah.
No, Nochamo. The Or Sameach says that by Gezalakum, if there's no Chi of Hashava, so then the Yush can be Kona. Meaning, even if I say Bisuras Liadi is a problem, a Gazan can't be Kona by Yush, that means since Kfinus Chayav Hashava, even if there's Yush after that, he can't be Kone B'chol. He's not Kone B'chayfetz.
But we are Kone
B'chayfetz. Second. He's not Kone B'chayfetz. But by Gezel Akum, if there is no Chiyav Hashava, then why can't he be Kone B'chayfetz? There is no Kfar Neschayav Hashava by Gezel Akum. So if there's no Kfar Neschayav Hashava, there is no B'yisur HaSliyade, then the Gazan is going to be able to be Kone B'chayfetz. It's Givaldic. It's perfect. Now you don't have to get involved in what he's calling the object, not calling There's no splitting between object and shlumin. If you hold that Bisuras Liadi is a problem by Gazlan, and a Gazlan can't be Kona B'Yush, that means he's not Kona at all. Fanes Chayev Ashova, he can't be Kona nothing. He's not only Chayev in Domin, he's still Chayev to give back the object because Fanes Chayev Ashova. Gezel Akum is different. That's exactly the point. If there's no Chayev Ashova by Gezel Akum, so then Yush is going to be able to be Kona because there's no Bisuras Liadi. There's no Chiv HaShava. If there's no Chiv HaShava, then of course the Gazan is going to be able to be Kona B'Yush.
So the point to this also, we're not, the Isser also Liyadeh, it doesn't mean the Isser of Gezel.
It means Chiv HaShava. Yeah. Exactly. But that's what Taisus says. That's not my Chiddush. Taisus says that Kfar Neschayev HaShava. The Ramban has a different pshat. The Ramban actually doesn't even talk about the Isser Gezel. He says if you're Goreim the Yush, he says if you get it the Gezel, so you're the cause of that Yush. He doesn't say Isser Gezel. The Haraya, the Ramban says, if you pick the Aveda up on Manas L'Gozla, you're getting it by Isser Gezel, but yet we say, according to the Ramban, the Yush can work. That's why Matana Ba'alma Hu D'Yoevla, right? Right? You're not Mekayim L'Chiyav Hashav if you give it back later. Because even though you got it by Isser Gezel, but it was already Munachas B'Karka, you're not the Gorim of the Yush. You're not the Gorim of the Yush. It's not B'Yisuras L'Yodeh. You'll be able to be Kona with that Yush.
Just to clear up that case in Bava Metzia again, so we're comparing that to the case, it's like a Veda, that's why it's just a Matan Ba'alma when you give it back. But is that Matan Ba'alma, does that fulfill your Chiyuv for Tashlomin?
So just one second, be very careful. The Gemara in Bava Metzia we were using for the Ramban. So you're saying how would Tosfos learn the Gemara in Bava Metzia?
Why, he can learn it at...
If you're talking, okay, again, there are two approaches here. What's the Bisuras Liadi? What's the problem? Why can't the Gazan be called a Biyush? Is it because Farneschaya Bashava, or is it because he was Goring the Yush? So which Pshat are we working with? If we're working with Tosus Farneschaya Bashava, so then, if not Lamanas Lagozla, he's not going to be able to be Kona. That statement, B'matana Ba'almahu Diyayavla, does not apply to Hashif Deshivan. Remember, Taisus in Bava Metzia does not learn like the Ramban. He says Matana Ba'alma means that you can't be Misakin by returning the Avedal after Yush, you're not going to be able to be Misakin Losucha Lehis'alim. But Hoshif Teshivim and Losigzal, you will be able to be Misakin. Remember, Tos had a different approach. Because he holds you talk a word as Chayev Hashava, and then you weren't Kona.
Bechlal.
So Hoshif Teshivim, Losigzal, you will be able to be Misakin, because Veheshev Sadzera Shagozal is always Misakin Lehis'alim. It's the Rabban who wanted to say no. Even though Sigzah, Hashif Teshivim, you can't be Misakein, because you will be Kona. Why will you be Kona? Because you weren't Goren B'Yush, and if you weren't Goren B'Yush, the problem of Bisur Asaliyah, it doesn't apply. Okay? That's the Machlokas, Tosus and the Ramban in Bavim Mitzvah. So this approach, I think is a much better approach in Tosis and Bava Kamma. I think it just simplifies matters so much. Not only does it simplify, I think it's Emes. So, you know, the Emes wins. Right? I think it's the Emes, but I think it makes it so much more palatable. Because now this is a very straightforward Machlokas, Tosis, Ramban. Tosis says the problem of Bisur HaSliyode, Gazlan can't be Kona B'Yush, is Kvar Nischai B'Ashava. He was Nischai B'Ashava, and he's not going to be Kona B'Chlal. He's not Kona the object either. That's it. Not only is he Chayav L'Shayim Dom, he can't be Kona the object either. And the Ramban says exactly the same thing, that Bisur HaSliyode means that the Gazlan is not going to be able to be Kona at all. Just the Ramban is a different reason. What does Bisur HaSliyode mean? Not Kvar Nischai B'Ashava. Ramban says since he was Goring the Yush, the Gazlan is not going to be able to be Kona at all. Okay, so they're both agreeing about the nature of this din. What does it mean that the Gazlan isn't Kona B'Yush? It means he's not Kona at all. Question is, what's the tam hadover? Is it because Kvar Nischai B'Ashava, or is it because he was Goren B'Yush? With that backdrop, let's go weiter to the next Tosfos. Okay, let's move on to the next one. What did the Gemara say? Amalahu Ravuna Lahanu Avankari Kizav Nisu Asameakum Lotigzu Asun Ela Ligzizua Inu Viavulahu. My time is Stam of the Kacham Gazlani Aris and Inu, the Kakain and Exelis, Hilkoch Ligzizua Inu, Kiechi, the Lehevu Yush Bailan Bidayo, did who Vishini Harishas Bidayo. Ravuna was concerned that a Gazan can't be Kona B'Yush, he's only going to be Kona B'Yush and Shini Rishus. He tells the Avankari that they can't cut the Hadassim down themselves. Why? Karka ain't an exelis. So the din gzel is only going to be chal when you cut the Hadassim off, when it becomes metaltalim. So you're the gazlonim. If you're the gazlonim, then the yush is not going to be koneh for you. Okay, that's the gimel. That's the gimel. So comes Rashi and starts explaining a little bit more. Karka ain't an exelis, says Rashi. Klomar, ain't a kanuya legazlam b'shum yush. A gazla karka isn't going to be knuyah legazla b'shum yush till the olam becheskas baleahi. Karka is always becheskas abaylam. It's always b'shus abaylam b'chol mokom shehu. The mikroy nafkalam bagozel basa b'nizikin b'nizokin. Mikroy nafkalam. We learn out from a klal pratu klal karka in an exelis. So the din gzela is not going to be chal in the karka, says Rashi. Avo mishenitla shapri habi gazel. When is the gzeil going to be chal? When you cut off the pri, when you cut off the hadas. That tol show who goes though? The one who cuts it off is the gazlan. Hilkach ligzizua heim min amechuber v'yednu alachem shiyu heina gazlonim v'atem lochem osamehem. Let them cut it off. They'll be the gazlonim. You'll buy from them. V'abaylim nesiyah shukfar mikol haperes v'aviyush etzlam v'arakach u'mishtanim ershusam lershuschem v'kasov v'yush greida lo koni avliyush v'shini rishus koni. Rav Huna holds Yush and Shini Rishus will work, so that's the point. Let them cut the Hadassim off. The Yush will be in the Rishus of the Gazlonim. You'll have the Shini Rishus. You're buying it from them. So Yush and Shini Rishus is going to be Kona. You'll be fine. But if you cut off the Hadassim from the ground, then the Gzela is going to be Chal by you. You're the Gazlon, and Yush can't be Kona alone. That's one Psha. Vinami says Rashi, Vinami Koni, even if you say Yush Kedi is Koni, for a Gazlon, Mitzvah Haba Bavera Havi. Matem Techatchu, Amin Amachubati, Watem Gozli. Rav Huna was concerned. He says, even if Yush is going to be Kona, it's Docha Mitzvah Abba Bavera. So it might be Lochem, but you're not going to be Otze anyway. What does that mean? If it is Lochem, why is it a Mitzvah Abba Bavera? Lechore, here Rashi is taking Rabbeinu Tam's approach. He said, even though it's going to be Konui Lochem before the Zman HaMitzvah, before Yom Tov, it's going to be Konui Lochem before the Zman HaMitzvah, like before the Hakdasha, the din of mitzvah b'aver still applies because the shame gozel is still on it. Right? That's the Rabbeinu Tam. He seems to be working with the Rabbeinu Tam that even if the kinyan occurs before the zman mitzvah, the shame gozel is still there. So that'll be a mitzvah b'aver. The Gemara later says, but if you have a shinui ma'isa, some change to the chefza, shinui Hashem, a shinui ma'isa, so that's changing the chefza. The shame gozel won't be on the chefza anymore. So then the psula mitzvah b'aver will fall away. But here we're assuming just with Shini Rishus, that's not a Shini HaChepza, so the Psula Mitzvah Bababer will still apply. Okay, that's the Rashi. That's the Rashi. So Rashi invokes the Gemara in Bava Kama. Right, he says, the Gemara in Bava Kama says the Karka ain't an Exelis. We learn from Psukim the Karka ain't an Exelis. So therefore, the Gzela is only going to be Chal when you cut the Hadassim off the Karka. So the emes is, it's a Machlokas Tanoim in Bava Kama. Rebbe Lezer and the Chachamim. What does the Mishnah say in Bava Kama? The Mishnah says that someone steals a sada, the shot fanar, say someone steals a field, and then there's a flood in the field. So normally we assume that when a gazlan steals an object, even if it was nenas, let's say a gazlan steals a baseball bat, right? Steals a baseball bat, and then it's an expensive baseball bat. And then armed robbers come and take away the baseball bat from him. Is he chayev for that? It's an onus. Right? Some onus happened. Is he chayev for that? Listen mezuyin. It's not a regular geneva. Listen mezuyin is an onus. Is he chayev for that? So the answer is yes. The gazo normally is chayev even for onsim. Most shomrim are not chayev for onsim. Only a shoal is chayev for onus. Shom esocha, shom achina, a socher, they're not chayev for onsim. A shoal is chayav for onsim, but a gazlan is also chayav for onsim. Why is a gazlan chayav for onsim? That's the nature of the din. You steal an object, so then the Torah throws the book at you. There's a chayav onsim for the gazlan. He has a chayav ashava. He has to ensure to it that this object is returned to the bailin. And if the object is nana, so he's chayav b'tashlumin. That's the nature of the din gzela. He's chayav onsim. He's chayav ashava. He's chayav onsim. So what happened in this case? What happens here? The gazlan steals karka. What does it mean he steals karka? He picks up the karka and walks away with it? No, you can't move the karka. He kicks the bailim out of the karka. Hasagas gavul, he takes part of the karka from the bailim. He moves the boundary of the karka. Well, he kicks the bailim out. See, he does a gzela in the karka. And then what happens? There's a flood. There's a flood in the karka, and the karka is ruined. The peiros that are connected to the karka are ruined. Karka, whatever, the chup of the karka is ruined. Is the gazlan chayav onsim for that hefsek? Shot fanar, gazal soda v'shot fanar. What's the din? So that's the machlokas for Belezer and the Chachamim where the karka nixelus, the karka ain't an nixelus. They learn from a klal uprat to klal, right? It's the shaila whether we darshan a klal uprat to klal or not. Rebbe Elazar says the karka nixelus that there is a din gzelin karka. If there's a din gzelin karka, that means that the same chayav onsim that occurs for someone who steals metaltlim applies if someone steals karka. Maybe karka is different than metaltim. You can't move the karka, but so what? You still have a din gzela there, so the chiyav onsim is going to be chal. The chiyav ashava is chal. And the chachamim disagree. They hold the karka ain't an gzelas. If it's ain't an gzelas, that means that the chiyuve gzela don't apply to karka. So the chiyuve hashava, the chiyuve onsim don't apply. The karka is b'shus habaylim. It's b'cheskas baylim kaim. So there's no chiyav ashava. He didn't take anything. He thought he took something, but he didn't really take anything. He didn't move the karka. He didn't move it physically, nor did he move it halachically either. It's still b'shus ha-bailim. So there's no chiv hashava. The bailim are here. The bailim have to work hard. They have to be motzi the karka bebezin. They have to go to bezdin and try to get the karka back from him. But there's no chiv hashava. It belongs to the bailim. Nor is there a chiv onsim either. The gazan's not going to be chayiv if the karka is nenas, because it's still b'shus ha-bailim. So who was nenas? B'shus ha-bailim. It wasn't nenas. That's the Gemara in Bava Kama. So says Rashi, what's our Gemara saying? Karkein and Exelis. Our Gemara is going like the Chachamim, the Rebbe Lezer. Karkein and Exelis. There's no Dingzela by Karka. So therefore what? Says Rashi. Rashi adds an akuda. Says the key over here is that there's no Yiyush by Karka. There's no Dingezel in Karka. So therefore, Klomar, says Rashi, ain't a knuya legazlan b'shum yiyush. Right? Karka ain't an exelis in our Gemara means that there's no yiyush in karka. It's always b'cheskas bailim. So therefore, the yiyush is only going to be chal when the avankari cut the hadasim off the karka, when it becomes metatlim, and that's why the yiyush is going to be biyodan, and yiyush can't be koneh for a gazlan. That's the problem. So how is Rashi learning that the key to this Gemara is that there's no yish by karka. Karka ain't an exelis, there's no yish by karka, that's why there's going to be a problem over here. And Tosfos agrees with the Rashi, right? Tosfos quotes the Rashi, karka ain't an exelis, klomar ain't a knir legazna v'shem yish, de la'olam mi b'cheskas v'aylam, de mikroi nafgalon, k'depirish b'kodshas. The Hadin Imo, says Tosfos. Rashi is right that the Iker in the Sugi is that there's no Yush Bekarka. That's the Yisod. The E Yush Mol Bekarka, if Yush were to work by Karka, my Nafka Lamina, but my De'ena Nixelis. What does it matter whether Karka is Nixelis or it's not Nixelis? What does it matter? Iko de Miyush. If we're talking before there was Yush, Afilu Hoysa Nixelis Lokon. If it's before Yush, even if Karka would be Nixelis, it's not going to be Kona to the Gazan because it wasn't a Yush yet. The Ila Achar Yush, Hare Kona B'Yush, and if it's after Yush, Avadi is going to be Kona B'Yush. So the key here is whether Yush is Kona by Karka, says Taisvis. Rashi is right. Hey, Rashi learns Karka in an Exelis, that means that there's no Yush by Karka. That's the Yisod of the Gemara. The key to this Gemara is not whether there's a Ding Zela by Karka, but whether there's Yush by Karka. That's the whole question. Because if you tell me that Yush does work by Karka, so then it's all a function of whether there was Yush or not Yush. If we're talking before Yush, then even if Karka's ain't an exelis, if it's before Yush, even if Karka's an exelis, before the Yush, it can't be nikna. And if it's after Yush, then even if Karka's ain't an exelis, you're going to be Kona B'Yush, because you tell me that Yush works by Karka. So the kicker of our Gemara is whether Yush works by Karka or not. So do the Gemara, is Karka and Exelis does mean there's no Yush by Karka, and since there's no Yush by Karka, then there's going to be a problem, because the Avankari are going to cut off the Hadas, and the Yush is only going to be Yodan, and Yush doesn't work for a Gazan. That's how Rashi and Tosis learn the Sugi. The fact of Pnei Yeshua, what does this mean? What's the lashon of the Gemara? The Gemara says, what's the problem over here? Karka ain't an exelis, therefore there's a problem. Karka ain't an exelis doesn't mean that there's no Yush by Karka. Karka ain't an exelis means what the Gemara Bava Kama says it means. It means there are no chiyuve gzela by Karka. There's no chiyuve ashava, there's no chiyuve onsim. That's what Karka ain't an exelis means. It doesn't mean there's no Yush by Karka. Where did Rashi come off to interpret the Gemara this way? The Karka in an Exelis means there's no Yush by Karka, therefore there's going to be a problem for the Avankri. That's not what Karka in an Exelis means. Right? The Chachamim hold the Karka in an Exelis, that means that there's no Chiyuv Exela. There's no Chiyuv Exela. There's no Chiyuv Ashova, no Chiyuv Onsim. That's what Karka in an Exelis means. What kind of a creative interpretation of Karka in an Exelis is Rashi giving us? Very difficult. So the Pnei Yeshua wants to suggest that what Rashi means is that it's not that Karka in an Exelis means that there's no Yush by Karka. It means that the fact that there's no Yush by Karka is generated by the halacha that Karka is in an Exelis. It's indirectly related. It's related. I should say indirectly. It is related to Karka in an Exelis. Since Karka is in an Exelis and the Karka is always Bishus HaBailim, Anan Sadi, there's a smara that the Bailam are never going to be misyayish. Right? Since Karka and Exelis, the Karka is always Bishus HaBailim. How do I know it's always Bishus HaBailim? There's no Chiyav Onsim for the Gazlan. It's all Bishus HaBailim. Anan Sadi, there's a smara, there's an umdana in the das of the Bailam that they're not going to be misyayish in this Karka. It's always Bishusam, so they're not going to be misyayish in this Karka. That's why Yush is not going to work by Karka, up to Pnei Yeshua. So it's not that Rashi is saying that Karka in an Exelis means there's no Yush by Karka. It's that because it's in an Exelis, the Karka is always Bishus HaBailim, therefore, the Svara is that the Bailim are never going to be Misyayish in the Karka. That's how the Pnei Yeshua understood. Yes?
We said before that when we were learning what Rakuna was telling the Avankari, that let the Goyim cut it, and then there will be Yayush at that moment, because a year ago, or whatever it was, they had yeush on the cut produce.
But no, they had yeush on the karka. They had yeush on this karka and the produce, which was mechuba to the karka.
Right.
But at that moment, the yeush couldn't work. Right. But when you cut it off, that's when the yeush is to work.
But the Pnei Yeshua was saying that wouldn't even happen. Why would the Bailam never do that? He was saying that the Bailam were never going to be in the yeush on their karka.
They're not going to be yeush on the karka as long as the thing has a din karka, right? As long as the hadassim are mechuba to the karka, then they have a din of karka. The balam are not going to be misyayish because those hadassim, the peris, are always brishus habailim.
Right.
But but the Bailam understand that once the Peres are going to be cut off, right, then they are Mesiyash. Right? L'chora, they are, that's L'chora what the Pnei Yeshua was saying, that they do understand that once the Peres are cut off, it's going to be Mesiyash, so then the Yish is going to be Chal, but the Yish can't be Chal when it's still Bekarka. It's still Bekarka, because since it's Bereshusim, they're not going to be Mesiyash. That's the Pnei Yeshua's pshat. But L'chora, the Pnei Yeshua's pshat is still a little difficult. The Pnei Yeshua seems to be saying what? That since Karka ain't Exelah, the Karka is always Bereshus HaBailim, therefore Mesvar, the Bailim are not going to be Mesiyash. Well, what kind of a strange notion is that? Well, because Medina, the Karka is Bereshus HaBailim, and there's no Chi of Onsim, so therefore what? Therefore the Svar is they're not going to be Mesiyash? Because of the Din, the Svar is they're not going to be Mesiyash? What the Pnei Yeshua seems to be thinking is that because the Karka is always Bereshus HaBailim, therefore the Bailim somehow feel a connection to the Karka, so they're not going to be Mesiyash in the Karka, they're only Mesiyash in Metaltlin. What kind of a strange idea is that? Because of the Din, the Karka is always Bereshus HaBailim, therefore the Svara is that the Bailim are not going to be Mesiyash. Comes the Nesivis, and he suggests a different approach. The Nesivis says, you know why there's no Yish by Karka? It's all based on the Ramban and Bava Metzia. See, we're not finished with the Ramban. And the Siva says, you know why there's no Yish by Karka? Because Karka ain't an exalus. Because of the din. Since Karka is always Bishus HaBailim, there is no din exel, no chiyuv exela can be chal by Karka. We paskin like the Chachamim, Karka is ain't an exelus, there's no din gzel in Karka, that means there's no chiv onsim in Karka, that means it's always Bishus HaBailim. That's the reason, that's mamish the reason why Yush can't work by Karka. Why? Because the Ramban already set forth the Yesod that Yush doesn't work Bishus. There's no Yush Bishus HaBailim. Because Yush is mashlim the shame of it. Yush is always mashlim the shame of it. So if something is still Bishus HaBailim, the Yush can't be Mashlim L'shem Avod. It's not Avod Min HaBailim at all. It's not Avod Min HaBailim, it's Bishus HaBailim. It might not be in the bias of the Bailim, in Beis HaBailim, it could be that the Motzi Aveda picked it up. But if Yodo Kiyara Bailim, if Motzi Aveda is a Shomer of the Bailim, then when it's Beveis HaShom, when it's Beveis HaMotzi, it's like it's Bishus HaBailim. Halachically it's Bishus HaBailim. The key is whether halachically it's Bishus HaBailim, or not. So if Karka is Ein Anigzeles, if there's no Din Gzela by Karka, it's always Bishus HaBailim, so Al Pidin, the Chayfetz. The Karka is not Ovid Min HaBailim. It's not Ovid Min HaBailim. So if it's not Ovid Min HaBailim, then Yush is not going to work over here. It's not a Svara like the Pnei Yeshua. It's not a Svara that the Bailim are not going to be Mesiyash in the Karka because it's Bishusam, so therefore they're not Mesiyash. Why wouldn't they be Mesiyash? The Gazan took it away from them. Why wouldn't they be Mesiyash if it's Gozel? So up to Nesivus, no, it's not a Svara, a non-Sadi. There's an Umdana in their Das that they're not going to be Mesiyash by Karka. It's a Din, Sam. It's a Din that if the Karka is Bishus HaBailim, if there's no Din Gzela by Karka, it's always Bishus HaBailim, then the Yush can't work because Yush Bishus, Lo Mahani. Yush never works Bishus HaBailim. And Karka Taka is always Bishus HaBailim. The Bailim can be Maktish this Karka, even if someone throws them off the Karka and quote unquote steals the Karka. There's no Din Gzela by Karka. He doesn't have a Chiyav Onsim. The Bailim, it's still Bishus HaBailim. They can even be Maktish the Karka. They can sell the Karka. It's theirs. It's Bishusim. So if it's Bishusim, then Yush is not going to work. It's a Din. It's a Din that Yush is not going to work. That's Pshat and Rav. Karka ain't an Exelis. Means Eina Knuya Lagazna Misham Yush, because it's Eina Nigzelis, because it's always Bishus HaBailim, that's why the Yush is not going to work, because Yush Bishus never works. Now, at first glance, you'd say it's a little bit difficult to explain this way with Das Rashi. We were working very hard to explain Rashi earlier in the Sugya. Rashi distinguishes between a Gezel Yisrael and a Gezel Akum. I remember, Gedalia? This is the point that you mentioned at the beginning of Shia. Right, Rashi says that Rav Huna was concerned because Sam Akum Gazlone Arisam Mi Yisrael Ninhu. Rashi says, Dafka, if they steal from Yisrael, is Yush not going to work? But if you steal from a Goy, then Yush is going to work. Why? So the Arsameach explained that by Gezel Akum, even though there's an Issa, there's no Chiyav Ashova, so therefore Yush is going to be Kone. Why? Well, how does that work? Because we said Rashi is working with Tosis and Bava Kama. that the reason why Yish is not kona for a gazlin is because Bisur Asaliyadeh. And what does Bisur Asaliyadeh mean? Shekhar Eschayev HaShava. The whole problem is Shekhar Eschayev HaShava. So Rashi says, by Gez Alakam, if there's no Chiyev HaShava, there's no Bisur Asaliyadeh, so then there's not going to be a problem. Right? That's how we explain Rashi. So doesn't it sound like Rashi is working with Tosis in Bava Kama? Shekhar Eschayev HaShava? He's not working with the Ramban. And now we're invoking the Ramban to explain the next Rashi, that there's no Yish by Karka. Isn't this funny? Strange? It seems like a stira. It's not a stira. It's not a stira. Because Tosfos is not necessarily against this Chelek of the Ramban. All Tosfos was disagreeing with is the second Chelek of the Ramban, as we started at the beginning of today's Shiur. The Machlokas Tosfos and the Ramban is, why can't a Gazlan be Kona B'Yish? What does Bisur HaSaliyadeh mean? Does it mean Shekhar Eschayev HaShava? Or does it mean since he was Gorein B'Yish, it's not going to work for him? That's the Machlokas Tosfos and the Ramban. So I would submit to you, Rashi is disagreeing with Ramban in that issue. Rashi holds, like Tosfos, that Bisur HaSaliyadeh means Shekhar Eschayev HaShava. And that's why Rashi says, by Gez Alakam, there wouldn't be a problem. Since there's no Chiyev HaShava, Rashi assumes there's no Chiyev HaShava by Gez Alakam. Others disagree, as we said, but Rashi assumes there's no Chiyev HaShava by Gez Alakam. So therefore, there's no Bisur HaSaliyadeh, so Yish is going to work for him. But Rashi is free to say that I agree that Yish Bishus doesn't work. That's a different issue. It's unrelated to Bisur HaSaliyadeh. Right? The Ramban made two different points. He talked about not Lamanas Lachzira, not Lamanas Lagozla. It's two different points. Tosis in Bava Kama is only arguing with the second point of the Ramban. Why is it that Bisur HaSaliyadeh? What does that mean? Ramban says, because you caused the Yish. And Tosis says, no, it's not an issue with causing the Yish. It's Shekhar Eschayev HaShava. So Rashi is learning like Tosis in Bava Kama vis-a-vis that issue. But Rashi is free to say that there's no Yish Bishus. Rashi could say, that vart makes sense to me. There's no Yish Bishus HaBailin. So therefore Rashi says, if Karka is ain't an exelis, if there's no dingzela by Karka, the Karka is always Bishus HaBailim. So therefore, Yush is not going to work by Karka, al pidin, because Yush can never work on something that's Bishus HaBailim. Okay, so it's not a steering Rashi at all. It works out nicely. It turns out that the idea that there's no Yush Bishus could be espoused not only by the Ramban, but even by some of the other Rishonim, because they can disagree with the other part of the Ramban, but this Chelek of the Ramban, they can still agree. Yes?
You see that the Ivankir or anyone cutting off, are they Gorim Yish or are they just, I think they are Gorim Yish.
Yeah. And that's why we said that the Rashba and the Ritva, in the second Pshat of the Rashba and the Ritva, who claim that Yish doesn't work for the Gazan even by Gezel Akum, the second approach was that really there is no Chiyav Ashava by Gezel Akum, but that doesn't matter. Because the key, the reason why Yish doesn't work by Gazan is not because Fineschayev HaShava, but rather because he was Gorim the Yish, and maybe by Gezalakim as well, since they were Gorim the Yish, then Yish is not going to be called it. I think they definitely are Gorim the Yish. But if there's no Chiyev HaShava by Gezalakim, then if Yehob Yisur HaSaliyadeh is a function of the Chiyev HaShava, then the Yish will be called it for the Gazan.
Why can't you consider this case that we have over here, that is a case of an Aveda? That you don't know, you don't really know if he stole it, but so you're just cutting it off, and there'd be and even if you said gzeil that's an aveda, that's like
But it's not an aveda till you cut it off, because it's mechubel karka, and karka can't be ovid from the bailin. That's the whole point.
Okay,
it's always b'shus habailin. It can't be ovid from the bailin because it's b'shusan. So the whole gzeil is going to be chal when you cut it off. So you are called the garm of the yish. But by Gezel Akum, there might not be a Chiyav HaShava, so that's the difference. If you're working with a Chiyav HaShava approach, so then, since there is no Chiyav HaShava, maybe the Yush will be able to work for you immediately, without a Shin Rishas. But if you're working with the other approach, with the Ramban, that you're Gorim the Yush, then you are Gorim the Yush, since you're the Gazlan. Yeah?
But the way we answered Sam's question was that the Yush was always there, and then once it was cut off, it just kind of like made it...
It didn't work. Never worked Bekarka, because it's still Bishus HaBailim.
So you're Gorim like the Yish kicking in. You weren't really Gorim. Like the Yish was always there, but just you were Gorim kicking in, and that would also fit into the Ramban, I guess?
I'm not trying to fit into the Ramban. I'm trying to explain Rashi. You're saying, how does the Ramban learn the Sugya? I'm trying to explain Rashi in Tosfos, right? Rashi and Tosfos earlier we said were built on Tosfos and Bava Kamma. So I'm just trying to figure out if Rashi holds that there's no Yush Bershus, he's espousing part of the Ramban, so then how do we learn the other part of Rashi? So I'm saying the two have nothing to do with each other. One issue is, what's the problem of Bisuras Liyadeh? Is it Shekhar Nishai Bashava, or because you were going to Yush? So on that, Rashi is holding the Tosfos and Bava Kamma, that the problem is Shekhar Nishai Bashava. That he's holding that Tosfos and Bava Kamma. And he'll hold, by Gezel Akum, there's no Chiyah Bashava. But here, when you cut it off, you are Nishai Bashava. Then the Gzela is going to be Chal, and you'll be Nishai Bashava, not when it's Karka, but when it becomes Metaltalim. Okay, but the second issue of the Ramban, the fact that there's no Yush Bershus, Rashi can agree with, there's no problem. So that's why he says that Yush is not going to work when it's still Karka, because that's Yush Bershus. Once you cut it off the Karka, so then the Yush is going to kick in, because then it's not Karka, then it's going to be Metaltalim. Okay, we'll stop here. Just air briefly.